We look at certain players, and we look at pitchers in particular. We're like, you know what? This guy loses value because he doesn't pitch a full season. This guy loses value because he's young. Like Luke Weaver, how many innings are we going to get? We talk about that quite often whenever Scott brings up Weaver. But Julio Urias is a name we haven't necessarily mentioned all that much. And Dave Roberts came out over the weekend and said, yeah, I'm leaning towards starting Urias in the rotation. Given how they have handled him with kid gloves in the minors, certainly last year, pushing and pulling and picking him apart, when he's going to pitch, where he's going to pitch, out of what day he's going to pitch. How can we draft this guy given the uncertainty around him and given the uncertainty of how the Dodgers will handle him?
I think that when you look at this kid, though, with the K per nine right up there, right over strikeout per inning, the walk's a little high. He pitched in a great pitcher's ballpark. Other pitchers on that team. I would take a shot on this guy. And you look at it, very minimal experience at the minor league level, but I don't know how many. We have this whole situation. We bring these kids over. How long are they going to keep this guy protected? They're not under the same rules,
right,
where they have the 6 years in the minors. So I really think that they'll use this kid, and I think that it's not your prototypical player coming from either high school or college. So I think he's going to be in the rotation, too.
You think he's going to be in the rotation all year? Like, is he going to get the innings that makes it worth picking him? So, because right now, like, for instance, in our mock draft here, Julio Urias went in the 16th round. Is that too early, too late? What do we think?
So what? Okay, go ahead.
I would pick him a couple rounds earlier. If I look at some of the guys there, even if I got 150 innings, right?
Yep.
I get 150 innings at a strikeout per inning, give me 150 strikeouts, and then I go and I get a couple two-star pitchers on the way, you know, at the end of the season there in September against minor league hitters a lot of the times, you're fine. So I would go ahead and do that. And the thing is, they expect to make the playoffs. So basically what's going to happen, he's going to miss a start or two during the year.
Yep.
And then you'll have to put a guy in there. And if you get a guy in the 14th, 15th round, it's not a guy you want in the lineup every week anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And, you know, the Dodgers are being very careful with him because they regard him, you know, as like one of the, you know, the prize prospects, if not the prize prospect of the organization, you know, and there's a lot of upside there. Like Tony was saying, you know, double figure rounds there, you know, very good K to nine ratio, I think you'll get this year.
I think it's a good point you guys both make. It's the 15th round. You don't want him to play every day anyway. You have a shot for a really good pitcher. If he doesn't pitch every day, that's okay, right? If he doesn't pitch every time out, that's okay.
When you weigh at that point,
right,
it's like, you know, every sort of guy is going to have a doubt. And you even get to that earlier with some guys like Carlos Carrasco, et cetera. How many innings can he actually pitch if he stays healthy? You know, it's like, you know, in my slow draft, you know, I got Danny Salazar as my fourth pitcher. You know, but that's great. I mean, look at the K per nine. Look at what he did during the first half of last year in 2015. He wasn't healthy. You know, I think the whip comes down. You know, people worry about what he did last year, but I think a guy like Salazar is worth the risk. You know, even if maybe they cap his innings a little bit because, you know, they're worried about his health, et cetera.